I know the expression, behind every great man is a great woman. I even suspect they mean the great one's wife. Personally, I don't know a lot of great men. No offense to the folks I know. But I believe a lot of us down here on the South End, us artists particularly, owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to the woman beside us, or the husband, case may be. We got plenty of layabouts down here. Guys with no ambition, retired fellas at the ripe old age of 30, yo-yos who think work is for suckers, and by God, they aren't suckers. Some marriages fall to pieces, others get patched and sewn back together, but never really well. A lot of single women down on the South End. Easier to go it alone than live with some lazy good-for-nada yahoo who would rather drink with his lazy good-for-nothing pals. The trouble with being an artist is really not so much lack of imagination, but lack of money. Those years working at our art, well, those are years not earning an income. And believe me, there are plenty of partners who might look at their spouse and think, when is he going to give it up? Throw in the towel and the paintbrush, pick up a shovel and help with the mortgage and the insurance and the car payments and all the rest. It takes more than love to shoulder the yoke and become the breadwinner while hubby noodles around in his so-called studio. It takes a kind of faith that some just can't summon. A faith in the relationship, a faith in the art itself, a faith that this guy might just make something of himself, eventually. And if he doesn't, well, she loves the jerk. I count myself one of the lucky ones. We lived in our shack for 17 years, scraping up mortgage payments and taxes, scrimping on clothes and food, worrying about the future when the shack would begin to cave in on itself. Back in 1990, I quit my two-day-a-week job as orderly at the Everett Hospital with the promise to build a real house, even get permits and such, and in the meantime, figure out a strategy to make my glass art pay. Karen had just taken on a full-time job as a department head librarian down at the University of Washington. A long 2-hour commute going and coming back, plenty of time to mull over marital commitments to a so-called wannabe artist with virtually no game plan for success. For better or worse, might have seemed like a bad vow driving through rush hour traffic 4 hours a day. There are folks who deceive themselves into thinking that what little success they have in life must be the result of their own perspiration, their perseverance, their skills, and their imagination. Captains of their own destiny, they think. But most of them couldn't be more wrong, these Marlboro men, these macho American males who value independence over collaboration any day of the work week. Looking back at my own luck and a happy tenure as a glass artist, I know it wouldn't have worked out without a partner who did have a little faith, who took the risks and never complained, who made my life possible. A lot of it was luck, some of it was perseverance, but most of it was her. A smart man should be eternally grateful. Smart or not, I am.